Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Crystal Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A. Crystal Rivera is a 32-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 7-9-22 when she slipped on ice in the freezer. Apparently she fell on her back and right hand. Apparently her hair bun blunted the blow to her head when it struck the ground on its back. Period. As a result, she believes she injured her right hand, comma, neck, comma, and mostly her lower spine. Period. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She did not undergo any surgery and completed physical therapy in January of 2023. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Crystal alleged she slipped and fell on a wet floor inside a walk-in freezer, injuring her right hand, comma, neck, comma, and lower back. Her treatment records show she was seen at AtlantiCare emergency room. Scratch that. She was seen at Pivot on site. And stated her right palm doesn't hurt anymore. But it's really her left side of her back and hip that remained painful. Period. She was then begun on BioFreeze and activity modifications for a diagnosis of slip and fall, comma, lower back pain, and bilateral hip pain. Period. She returned here over the next few weeks, running through 7-19-22, period. On that occasion, she was found to be neurologically intact, period. She was uncooperative with heel-to-toe exam. Paired strength was 5/5. Paired she had an abnormal urine dipstick showing proteinuria and ketonuria, but was negative for urinary tract infection. Paired she was dispensed Salonpas and was advised to use Tylenol. Paired she was to return to clinic pending x-rays. Paired she had x-rays of the pelvis and both hips on 7/25/22 that were read as unremarkable. Period. Lumbar spine x-ray showed slight curvature with convexity to the left, but was otherwise unremarkable. Period. New paragraph on 8/8/22, she had a normal MRI of the right hip. Period. That same day, she had a normal MRI of the left hip. Period. Lumbar spine MRI was done the same day and showed mild diffuse disc bulge at L4-5, but no significant spinal canal or neuroforaminal stenosis. Period. There were no disc herniations identified or bulges at other levels. Period. New paragraph. She underwent a need for treatment evaluation by Dr. Baliga, B-A-L-I-G-A, on 9/9/22. Period. He opined that she needs further compensable curative treatment to the cervical and lumbar spines with a spine specialist. Period. New paragraph. She was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Kirshner on 11/30/22. Period. He reviewed her diagnostic studies to date and course of treatment. He also performed a physical examination and diagnosed low back pain and cervicalgia. Brady recommended MRI studies of the cervical and lumbar spine. Period. He also recommended physical therapy. Period. A thoracic spine MRI was done on 12/14/22. and showed no vertebral compression fracture, comma, disc herniation, comma, foraminal narrowing, comma, or central canal stenosis, period. She had a cervical spine MRI that's same day compared to the 107.922. Appeared there was no disc herniation, comma, foraminal narrowing, or central canal stenosis. Appeared there was no vertebral compression fracture. Period. Dr. Kirshner reviewed these results with her on 124.23. Period. He had no spinal surgery recommendations and placed her at maximum medical improvement. Appeared she was capable of working full duty with no restrictions. Period. Physical exam. Actually scratched that. Earlier records show she had received out-of-work notes from Atlantic Care Emergency Room on the dates described for unspecified conditions. Period. Physical therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, hands, wrists, elbows normal, extremities lower normal, hips and pelvis normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral, supine straight leg raises maneuvers elicited only stretching in the hamstrings, but no low back or radicular complaints. Compared to the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 7-9-22, Crystal Rivera slipped and fell in a walk-in freezer while at work. Appeared to have seen that same day by Pivot on site and was begun on conservative therapeutic measures. Period. She then underwent bilateral hip x-rays on 7-25-22 that were normal. Appeared she also had bilateral hip MRIs on 8-8-22 that were normal. Appeared she had a lumbar spine MRI on 8-9-22 that was normal. Period. When seen at Pivot on and put in a blank because I'll have to find the date. The doctor noted the petitioner's ongoing pain could not be reasonably explained by her work accident and released her to full duty. Period. She was seen by Dr. Kirshner, who had her undergo additional MRI studies. Period. These also were unrevealing. Period. As of 124.23, he released her from care at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. The current examination was essentially normal throughout. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the right hand, comma, neck, comma, or lower back. Period. She has returned to her former fluid capacity with the insured and also works as a pastry chef at a second casino. Period. This clearly speaks to her ongoing high level of functionality. Period. And